Abstract. The objective of this study was to analyze the implications of didactic strategies for learning. To this end, a methodology based on the indicators of the PRISMA method was used, which allowed a rigorous analysis of the results. The inclusion criteria included the use of keywords in English and Spanish, such as teaching strategies and learning and teaching strategies and learning. Articles published between 2020 and 2025 from the Scopus and SciELO databases were considered, using the Boolean operator and as a search engine. As exclusion criteria, articles with restricted access, conference abstracts, and book chapters were discarded. In total, 1,421 articles were identified in Scopus and 192 in SciELO. After the selection process, 8 articles from Scopus and 12 from SciELO were included, adding up to a total of 20 studies analyzed. The results show that the use of didactic strategies is proposed in various contexts, with virtual learning environments being a key tool for the improvement of educational processes in different areas. These strategies recognize the student as an active subject, promote their participation, respect their individuality and foster a meaningful connection with the object of learning. Likewise, it is concluded that didactic strategies organized by stages, beginning, development, application, and synthesis, favor meaningful learning by allowing the clarification of ideas and the resolution of problems. However, there are still opportunities for improvement in the promotion of autonomy and collaborative work. The didactic sequences designed and evaluated by teachers proved to be effective in improving educational quality and promoting learning from an interdisciplinary perspective.